Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Rudy Giuliani, my man. Well, he's not my man. Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani's in a little hot water. Rudy Giuliani's a little hot water. Federal agents executed a search warrant on his apartment, New York City. Take away his electronic devices. They don't do that unless they think that it will show evidence of a criminal act. They have to convince a judge. They have to convince a judge to get a search warrant that it is likely that they will find evidence of a criminal act. And in the affidavit in support of the search warrant, one of the statements made, he had a discussion. Rudy Giuliani had a discussion with the lawyer for one of the pro-Russian thugs that he conspired with in Ukraine to undermine American policy. And here's what it said. Here's what it said in the transcript of the call. It said, I'm calling from, and he gave the phone number, the soon to be gotten rid of number. Now, that's just not the kind of thing you want to hear from a former U.S. attorney, which Giuliani was, former mayor of New York, which Giuliani was, and former candidate for president in 2012, which Giuliani was. And at one point in the polls, he was at the head of the polls. And this is what he's reduced to. Shilling for Donald Trump. Perhaps going to take a dive for Donald Trump the way Michael Cohen did, the way all of his other people did. All the associates of Donald Trump get blown up. They go to prison. Maybe they get pardoned. Maybe they don't. He's a disaster. And only he has so far not gone to prison. Well, Rudy Giuliani, I'm sure he has a good lawyer. He better hire another one, too, because federal agents went to his apartment executing a search warrant and in particular looking for his electronic devices, which they got. And part of the evidence in the affidavit supporting the search warrant were his statement and a message to the lawyer for the pro-Russian thug who's turned on him now, who's singing like a canary so that he doesn't go to prison as long as, for, you know, at least he goes as little as possible. And Rudy Giuliani is saying, call this soon to be forgotten or soon to be gotten rid of number. You know, you don't say stuff like that. I mean, first of all, an honest person doesn't have to say stuff like that. Why are you getting rid of it? Why are you telling this guy, a lawyer for a pro-Russian thug that you've been conspiring with? It doesn't look good, and it is evidence that there is something missing, something wrong, something perhaps criminal, and the judge bought this. And that's and I would have too. And so they executed the search warrant. We're going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, Rudy was, but after watching the speech and then the rehash of it this morning on the news, the snapshot right now is that, I'm sure you've seen it, 85% of the people that saw it had a positive view of it, you know, in that right direction, wrong direction of the country. That's at 78%. I've never heard numbers like this personally, so help me out with this, Matt. They sent the congressman out to rebut this last night, and this man's tearing the country apart. You know, first of all, if you've got a legitimate argument with the things that he's proposing, that's fine. Then bring it on and let's talk about it. But if you're going to do the same thing you've done the last, I don't know how many years with the Republicans, for instance, health care. They're going to give us Cadillac health care. And 11 years later, nothing. And then Trump down the stretch last fall. Oh, 2 weeks from now. Nope, 2 weeks from now. And it never comes. They have nothing on any of these issues. They want to talk about Mr. Potato Head and everything else. You know, so How can he be tearing the country apart if people view that speech that in that much of a positive way?
Right. You know, that's a profound insight. And let me just address that. I think there was overwhelmingly favorable sentiment to the speech. For one thing, people are very satisfied with the way that Biden has handled the COVID thing. The shots in arms, he promised 100 million in 100 days, is over 200 million. A high percentage of seniors in this country and the most vulnerable have already been vaccinated. And one of the things that's getting in the way is vaccine hesitancy. It's people like Ron Johnson. I can't believe it. The guy who says he's representing our state, but he's not representing our state. The guy who said that he doesn't trust the FBI and the CIA, even though they reported to him on a subcommittee he chaired. And he's for Trump, and he won't get the vaccine himself. That's what he said. He hasn't gotten the vaccine. And he's attacked mask wearing. And that's what we got for a senator. Give me a break. Okay. So you got that. Then you got Trump. Trump went and sneakily got himself some vaccine. He's not stupid. He got vaccine. But then he just does. He does it quietly. He does it in secret. He could get out and do a public service announcement saying, get the vaccine. He doesn't do that. And so what you have is, I think over 40% of Republicans are hesitant to get the vaccine. That's what they said. That's what they said. Something like 20% of all Americans, and the 40% of the Republicans represents half the country. So 20% of all Americans say, well, I may get the vaccine, but not right away, not too soon, that kind of thing. We're not going to get to herd immunity unless 80% of the population is vaccinated. And we're not going to get nowhere near there if 20% off the top refuse to get it. And then you have people in other communities who typically vote Democratic who say, well, they don't trust it either. We're going to end up with something like 50 or 55% of the country vaccinated, and that's not herd immunity. What that is, it gives a playing field for the vaccine to evolve, to mutate. It gives a pool of people for it to mutate and come up with variants that are not stopped by the present vaccines. Now, so far, they are stopped by the present vaccines. Somebody did a heck of a job developing them. And we'll get boosters every year, just like the flu. Not a big deal. Everybody goes, oh, we got to get a booster. Really? How about the flu? You get a booster for the flu too, right? Give me a break. Give me a break. So you get a booster. They're going to have to adjust the boosters, going to have to adjust them, have to adjust them for the variants. Now, what Dick's point is, as well, people are very satisfied with that. They're very satisfied with the COVID relief program. It got checks into people's pockets. They could buy food, pay the rent for a month or two. They could pay some medical bills. They could make a car payment, a couple of car payments. They could do a lot of things. People like that. But what happens, Dick, you know, he makes the point, Caller makes the point, that the country still is very divided and people are unhappy with the division. I agree. But if you have a loudmouth on one side, or a bunch of them, shouting and baiting and interfering and threatening violence, that's unpleasant. I mean, you know, it's crazy to have to say this, but that is very unpleasant. You know, you have a very nice church picnic going on, and you have a bunch of thugs in the sidewalk shouting insults at you. Well, yeah, you're satisfied with the picnic, but you'd like to see the thugs go somewhere else. You'd like to see them go somewhere else. And what you got is you have Marjorie Taylor Greene in the House saying that Nancy Pelosi should be assassinated, her own speaker. I would have thrown her out of the House. What they did is threw her off committees, but she's bad news. You have everybody else, Gomer, Gossert, Nunez, Gymnasium Jim, G.Y.M. Gordon. Jordan, Gates, I mean, you know, you have Cruz, you have Hawley. Do you know that the anti-Asian hate resolution passed 90, I think it was 94-1. 94-1. 94-1. You can't get 94 Senate votes for hardly anything. They got it for that. And then there were five that apparently weren't there and didn't vote. Who do you think the one was? One guy says, no, I'm going to vote against the resolution that says you shouldn't jump on and beat unconscious elderly Asian people. One guy, Josh Hawley of Missouri. Josh Hawley of Missouri. Because he wants to run for president? He thinks that's going to appeal to the Republican base? That doesn't appeal to any Republicans I know. They don't like guys stalking, you know, an 80-year-old Asian woman who weighs 95 pounds and beating her up. They don't like that. I don't like that. Guy belongs in jail. Knock it off. To have any Republican vote against that is an abomination. So that's another example of the kind of division that we can't control. Another, it started with Trump. I mean, Trump's the one who said that the Second Amendment people should take care of Hillary Clinton, the code for assassination. Secret Service talked to him. They didn't have the guts to arrest him because he was a Republican nominee. He's a Republican nominee. He also said that her bodyguard should be disarmed. They talked to him again. Doesn't do any good. He gave him the one-finger salute because he was the Republican nominee. And then when he got in, he was their boss. That's what happened. That is what happened. And his main man was Rudy Giuliani, and Rudy Giuliani just had a search warrant executed on his apartment for criminal behavior in connection with conspiring with pro-Russian people in Ukraine to injure the United States, commit treason. So this is so here's the deal. So people say to me, hey, Matt, Biden's speech was great. You know, the country's on a great track. Biden's tough on foreign policy, mending our relations with our allies that Trump had broken apart. So why is everybody unhappy? Everybody is unhappy because of what I just talked about. You have a wing in the party, the QAnon wing, really. I mean, that's what it is, that continuously insults, attacks, and suggests violence. It's got to stop. There are some Republicans that have been magnificent. Liz Cheney, I have a lot of respect for Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney, number three in the House Republican caucus, one of the 10 members of the Republicans in the House to vote to impeach Donald Trump on the insurrection issue, on ginning up the insurrection, resulting in deaths, an eye gouged out, guy stabbed at the poll, people beaten over the head with pipes, brain damage. Liz Cheney. Mitt Romney, to a great extent, has stood tall against Trump. Ben Sasse has, Lisa Murkowski. But there's only four of those. Susan Collins is a slippery thing, very slippery. She claims to be up against Trump. She's not. So we need more Republicans doing it. We need to stand tall as America, as the United States. Going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.